Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Thursday, December 4th, 2014. Israeli soldiers injure a Palestinian child at a West Bank checkpoint and open fire at Palestinian fishermen in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday evening, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian child who was trying to cross the Qalandia terminal north of the occupied Jerusalem, allegedly for carrying a knife and attempting to stab a soldier. Eyewitnesses told local news sources that the child, Yathrib Salah Rayyan, 14 years of age, from Beit Dukku village north of Jerusalem, was at least 30 meters away from the soldiers when they opened fire at her without warning. They said that Rayyan was shot by two live rounds and the soldiers also fired several gas bombs. She was walking towards the roadblock using a lane designated for cars, trucks and buses when the soldiers shot her. The soldiers then prevented the residents from approaching her to help her and placed the child in a military jeep before driving towards Jerusalem. Also in Beit Dukku village, a young Palestinian man was shot and injured in the lower part of his body after Israeli soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition at Palestinians protesting at the main village entrance. Local sources said that the Palestinians were protesting to demand that the army open the junction that the soldiers sealed with concrete blocks more than a week ago. In Jerusalem, the Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan has reported Thursday that Israeli soldiers invaded the town and kidnapped 13 Palestinians, including an elderly man and his two sons. Moreover, Israeli settlers stormed Thursday morning the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Old City through Mughrabi Gate amid tight security measures. No clashes were reported. In Gaza, a Palestinian fisherman was injured by fire from an Israeli naval boat while sailing offshore of Gaza City, according to witnesses. They said that an Israeli naval boat opened fire at a 23-year-old fisherman, Fakhr Abu Rayala, while he was sailing within the 6 nautical miles allowed fishing zone, seriously injuring him. Abu Rayala was transferred with serious wounds to a hospital for medical treatment, where he was set to undergo an emergency surgery. Local Palestinian sources notes that the Israeli Navy continues to target Palestinian fishermen sailing off the coasts of Gaza despite a ceasefire deal made on August 26 and which recently put to an end to the latest Israeli military aggression on the region. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 4th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.